disappointing in the loss. We lost to a good football team today. It was a good opportunity for us to measure ourselves, to see exactly where we're at. We're obviously not there yet as a football team. We're going to continue to work. We're going to get there, but obviously we're not there yet. There's a lot of areas that we've got to improve on. Obviously the unsportsmanlike conduct penalties, we've got to get that cleaned up. We can't have, on the one drive we give them 30 yards in penalties and have opportunities to stop them. But when you give a good team that many opportunities, they're going to take advantage of it. So we've got to learn from that. We've got to get corrected. That's my responsibility. I'll get that corrected. Offensively, we've got to improve ourselves in the passing game. All right, and that's a full-time team effort. All right, that's not about one individual. We've got to improve ourselves in the passing game. We've got to be able to make the plays when we get some opportunities to make those plays, and we've got to be able to convert third downs and keep drives alive. Just talking about the game in general, obviously it was disappointing that we allowed them to be able to take the ball down the field, on the first drive and score a touchdown. I didn't think our tackling was very good early in the game. I thought midway through the game it got better. And then again, I thought it got a little sloppy towards the end. But the first drive, really, it was mostly about, our ability to get guys down in space, and we didn't do a good job of that. I thought our offense did a nice job responding, driving the ball back down. We get the long run by MJD for a touchdown on a short yardage play. So I thought that was a great response by our offense in that situation. And then our defense came back and responded after giving up the opening touchdown. I think we had three straight drives where we forced them to punt, we gave them too many plays in the first half. I think they had, 40-something plays, I think it was, maybe in the first half. And we've got to be able to get off the field when we get opportunities to get off the field. Obviously when you face a team like that their mode of operation was they were going to go for it on fourth down, and they were going to go for two, and they keep the pressure on you that way. Overall, it wasn't good enough. There were some positive things that I saw in the game, but there's still a lot of things that we got to get better at.
How confident are you that you can accomplish what you have in the next couple of weeks? You said you aren't quite there yet. How confident are you?
Yeah, well, I mean, we got a good group of guys that are working hard in there, really it comes down to, in a couple instances, just a little bit of focus and concentration in some certain instances to be able to take advantage of some opportunities for some plays. And we've got to continue to work to, take advantage of the opportunities that we have. Yeah. I thought he would look. I've been saying all along that he's going to be a factor for us, and he's going to be an explosive player for us, and I thought we saw some of that today. He's still got a long way to go. He's still got a lot of things he's got to get better at. But I obviously, I think we all saw, some of the things that he can bring to the table.
Any further updates on CEO?
X-rays came back negative, so that's obviously a positive sign. The initial word is really mostly a neck strain. I don't know what kind of timeline that means, but obviously the most encouraging thing is that CEO is fine, and I think he's back here in the building now.
Will he go back with you guys?
To my knowledge, now I haven't had that discussion, but he's back here at the building, so my assumption is that he'll be able to fly back. He's out of the hospital. He's back here. T. Brown had a concussion. Nick Roach had a concussion. Corey Sheets injured his Achilles. I don't know the extent of that Achilles. And then Menelik Watson left early in the game with a hip flexor.
Passing game, as you said, it's a whole unit thing. On the receiving end, are you guys getting enough separation? I mean, the drops are something that you can see with the naked eye, but what are your impressions about how you receive?
Well, I got to look at it. I mean, yeah. In the National Football League, there's not a lot of wide open guys. I mean, you got to be able to make plays in a contested environment. That's what NFL football is all about. So, you know, we've got to be able to make plays, throw the ball, catch the ball in contested environments. And obviously, we'll look at the tape and find out, you know, where we need to make those improvements. Well, I think I need to look at the tape and see, you know, where we're at. I mean, obviously, we've got to improve in the passing game, and you know, Matt's part of that, but you know, everybody else is a part of that too. So, you know, we'll look at the tape, and we'll find out what we got to do to make corrections, where we got to get better, and we'll make those corrections, and we will be better.
Will those guys play in the last game, starters?
Yeah, I really haven't even thought about that. I've just been focused on this game. We'll start working on that probably at some point tomorrow afternoon.